Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to rest your voices for a little while. And I'm going to give a little Christmas talk. And I want to begin by talking about what I will always remember my mum for. And it's the lemon desserts that she has made over so many Christmases now. There really is, as far as I'm concerned, nothing quite like them. I always have two helpings. And I secretly hope that nobody else sitting around the table wants any. And if there's any left over, well, then I can take some home with me. Or, if I'm staying at my mum's house, I can have some for breakfast in the morning. But please don't tell anybody. Let that be our little secret. I wonder what you will be remembered for. I wonder what I will be remembered for. I wonder what we would like to be remembered for. Over this Christmas period, we as a church have been thinking about the various characters in the Christmas story. And tonight we're going to look at what we might call the villain of the story, King Herod, the man Julius Caesar appointed to be king of the Jews in Judea and reigned for 30 years. I wonder, what do we remember King Herod for? I think King Herod would probably like to have been remembered for at least two things. Firstly, bringing stability to Judea. You see, the land had been in chaos for years. There had been wars, assassinations, and feuds. And by and large, he brought that to an end. Now, admittedly, he killed 45 members of the Jewish ruling council, that is the Sanhedrin, to make sure they stayed focused and didn't cause any trouble. But he brought stability, much to the delight of the Romans, who, of course, ruled the world at that particular time, or the known world at that particular time. Secondly, he created jobs and put up lots of new buildings. And his greatest work was the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. And surprise, surprise, it became known as Herod's temple. But Herod is not really remembered for these things, is he? At least not by most people. So what is Herod remembered for? And the answer is his antagonism towards Jesus Christ. His antagonism towards Jesus Christ. Herod became aware of Jesus' birth when the wise men, or the Magi as we sometimes refer to them, came to Jerusalem looking for the one who had been born king of the Jews. This greatly troubled him. Why? Because he was the king of the Jews. And he didn't want anybody in the years to come to take the position that he occupied. And so he did three things. Firstly, he found out where Jesus had been born from the religious authorities. Where had Jesus been born? The prophets gave the answer. Bethlehem. Secondly, he found out from the wise men when he had been born. You see, he asked them when they had first seen the star. And it seems as if they had seen the star 2 years before they arrived in Jerusalem. So Herod made the assumption, or drew the conclusion, that Jesus was now about 2 years old. And then thirdly, he told the wise men to go and find Jesus and then come back and tell him where he was so that he too might worship him. Though, of course, he had no intention to worship him. His intention was to kill him. But the wise men did not return because they were warned in a dream to go back via a different route. And when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men or by the magi, he was really mad. And in his desperation to get rid of Jesus, he had all the little boys 2 years and under in Bethlehem and its vicinity killed. And this probably amounted to 12 to 25, or from 12 to 30 little boys being brutally murdered. But Herod failed in his attempt to put Jesus to death. Why? Because an angel of God visited Joseph and told him to take his family to Egypt, where they would be safe, and they were to stay there until Herod died. What is the one thing that we remember Herod for? His antagonism towards Jesus Christ. And you know, I believe that Herod will live forever with guilt and deep regret because he rejected the only one who could enable him to enter into the glories of heaven. When Jesus grew up and became a man and began his earthly ministry, on one occasion he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to God, no one comes to the Father, no one arrives in heaven except through me." Herod will be forever like the person who stands outside a large house looking through the window at the guests, enjoying the party, and never gets to enter into it. But you know, 2,000 or so years ago, Herod made his choice. And it's now too late for him. But the good news this evening is that it is not too late for you and me. The good news this evening is that all, like the shepherds and the wise men, who receive Jesus in faith as their King and as their Savior, to know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God and an eternal home in heaven, where Jesus is now. What do we read in John chapter 3 and verse 16, perhaps the most famous verse in the whole of the Bible? "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son," that is Jesus, "to live and to die on a cross before rising again, so that whoever believes or trusts in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." It's too late for Herod to receive Jesus as his King and as his Savior. But it's not too late for you and for me. And to receive him is to know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God and the certain hope of everlasting. There's good news in Jesus. And that's why as a local church, we love to make much of him. You can see that we've got something said about him at the front of our church building. Jesus Christ is Lord. We love to proclaim him. We love to make much of him. And we long that others might come to know him and delight in him as we do. I wonder whether you might like to know a little bit more about Jesus, more than what I've been able to share with you this evening. Well, if you've looked on your chair this evening, you will probably have seen one of these little tracts. Why not go home and read it and see what it says? But perhaps you'd like to come and speak to me after the service and talk a little bit more about this Jesus and who he is and why he came into the world and why he died on a cross and why he rose again and why these strange people at Crocken Hill Baptist keep on making much of him and urging people to trust in him and receive him as their King and Saviour. I don't bite. Please rest assured. But come and have a chat with me. I'd be all too pleased to talk further with you about this great Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you doing that. Let's sing again, shall we? Another carol. What's the time? Time is moving on. We'll certainly sing one more. We may sing a final one after the closing prayer. The one we're going to sing is Angels from the Realms of Glory. Let's stand.